Blog Talk Radio. Because of the lions shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, because of the lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion. I pray every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering.
And Shabbat Shalom. Brother DeWater, you on with us?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
How you doing, brother?
Okay,
I'm doing better than I was last week. Amanyah decided to whoop my ass, so she beat me down to parade rest. I know what I did, you know, and so when you do wrong, the mother, you don't want to piss off the mother, she'll beat your ass down to parade rest. and I know she got my attention last week, you know, because it's funny, since I've started with her numbering system, the Amanyah's numbering system. Not we talking about Amanyah now, not Avanyah. Because when we understand Amanyah's numbering system, we'll know what number Avanyah is, and that's what you ain't that cipher Amanyah in the ancient system that we are teaching about Yahwehism starts with the cipher. That's not an old zero or a circle. They call it, the ancient knowledge is a cipher. So when we're dealing with cipher knowledge, we're dealing with high esoteric knowledge. And it's very easy, Brother Drew, since I've been studying. And there's a book called The Bible by Michael Dorsin, Dorsin. And you know how I read books, Brother Drew, and I done read this book almost over 100 times because I already knew the ancient numbering system from being taught by great-great-grandfather and my daddy and through the Masonic order of what I was taught when I was a child. But right now, we can't dismiss the numbers. And it's this book, The Bible Code, I urge everybody to study with us to get this book and peep in it. And it's a pretty old book, but we can't dismiss this book anymore. It we can't dismiss it because when we go into this King James Bible, and I know that if the students that the people that listen to me hate this book, but you can't hate this book because this book, this 1881 King James Bible, is a book wrote up under codes. And if these Bible codes here, ancient codes, if you know the ancient codes, then it's very easy to read this book. This book has 2,021 errors in it, mistranslation. But that was for a purpose to throw you off guard if you was got to study this book too hard. This book tells you that it will come a day and time that somebody with no knowledge would be hid. Well, we living in this day and time when this book came from the east to the west over here. You're in the west and you're talking to the people of the west who was looking at you when you bought your books over here. We know when the earth was divided at Plagum over there, and that was at 239 during that period of the Adamites. And the history that's done came over here, and the people came over here are the people, the Adamites people. But only one man was Adamite, and that was Noah. So all of the people that's living in the north hemisphere, the east hemisphere, and the southern hemisphere, these are the children of Noah. And we're going to discuss this after we look at some numbers that has happened. These are the children of Noah. We go when the earth was separated. We have the date and time. We're going in a chronological order when the earth was divided. Within the Western Hemisphere, where you live, if you here now talking to me and Brother Drew, you in the Western Hemisphere. And that was, we are not the children of Noah, and neither are we the children of Abraham. The people over here is strictly the children of Yah. And we had our nations of people over here called Olmec, the Creeks, and the Algonquin, those three nations of people. And we have our history. Our history is not thrown down the drain in 2015 if you done been studying and been studying history. But you with me, Brother Drew?
Brother Drew? Yeah, with you, Brother Walker.
Now let's look at something dealing with numbers before we go into this study. of some numbers that is this a coincidence? Coincidite is how you should put it. But let's look at something when we're dealing with this ancient numbering system. And this ancient numbering system is based upon the moon cycle. The moon is a cycle. It's the female. It's Amun-Ya. It represents the teachings of Amun-Ya. That's everything on the cycle. The sun is a cipher. It represents the father. It's heat. You can't see it. The moon cycle is what you can see. And when you start off with the female, she gives the law. That's Amun-Ya. That's our mother. She gives the law. She is the cipher. She is what we call altar zero. She is this O, her sign and symbols. We have to go by what her signs and symbols are, the ancient people that was put down here, the Anunnakis. This is who we were. We was put down here by Amun-Ya. The number 8, which is two cycles stacked up on each other, represent Amun-Ya and Amun-Ya. And the number 8 is 1 degree above perfect. The number 7 is perfect. But you had 7 steps that you had to follow through before you get to number 8. You had certain stages and level, because when you get to the number 8, the law becomes commandments. And the father, Amun-Ya, gives you the commandments. This is told to you at the 8th chapter of Proverbs. 8th chapter of Proverbs, quoted. Read all of it, but you have to understand how it reads and what it means. It's esoteric knowledge dealing with the moon cycle. We come from the 19th, 12 planets in it, and we are on the 9th planet. This is called Trimac. White folks renamed it Earth. Christmas, which was what? Yes, Diddy? Brother Drew?
Yeah.
You know,
so they say.
So-called,
yeah, so they
Christmas. I find it simply amazing. When our ancestors, Brother Drew, the Crow and the Creek and the Creek Nation of people, we told our ages by the moon. We did everything on. We made our measurements by the moon. We planted by the moon. Everything was by the moon cycle, our people over here. In other words, I would tell you, if I was talking to Grandpa, he asked me how old am I. I would tell him I'm 823 moons, meaning that I'm 70 years old. And there are 12 full moons in the moon cycle, with 360 days and 29 days and 30 days to each month, and they are numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. This is the original calendar and the original way of Amun-Ya had given us when she put us down here for us to go by to understand her better. Now, this Christmas, this week, you will see a full moon. An asteroid passed on Christmas night, and this asteroid, the same type of asteroid that hit Earth during the dinosaur, and If you listen to the good white folks on their TV station and understand what they're talking about, they'll tell you how far this asteroid is from Earth, and that when you see this asteroid next year, it would be closer to Earth. And when you see it the next, it would be closer to Earth. But you won't see it with a full moon, Brother Drew. The last time that there was a full moon was in 1996 on Christmas. Now let's do these numbers. 5, and that's 5 and 2 is 7. That's perfect. Now, that was 19 years ago. 1 and 9 is 10. I find this simply amazing how these numbers work. And at 10:47 on December the 21st, the equinox came in. They were off so many seconds, and they were 13 minutes off because it should have came in at 11. On the 11th, the equinox should have came in. They was, this is high because the Earth's so heavy, they off, the Earth is off point on its axis, but when it's supposed to make this shift on the cycle. This is 2015, Brother Drew. That equal to 8. That's them two cycles stacked up on top of each other. That's Abinyah and Abinyah telling you about the commandments. You have to follow the commandments, and you have to go back to the days, ways. They tell you that in the book of Proverbs. Everything had to be ancient at a certain period of time, at the appointed time. So I'm just curious about this. Now, here's something that's very, very, let's look at close on this number, Brother Drew, is because all of us here, and you got 5 generations of people here right now that's looking at this full moon. The next time that this full moon, Brother Drew, will be, Earth will be in the orbit in the atmosphere of this full moon, will be 30 years from now. That would be 2045. 2045 is 11. Remember this 19 up here was 10. Now you had to be 1-on-1. And the next one would be, your next number would come in touch would be 12, which would be complete. But she ain't complete with you at 2045. But your ass best be 1-on-1 with her. But here's where I find something very interesting, Brother Drew. The people that see this moon, only one generation will be living. Did you hear me, Brother Drew?
He said only one generation will be living?
Only one generation will be living 30 years from now. And how this numbering system is adding up, it's very amazing how this shit talk to you. I mean, it gives you a story that, you know, that's very interesting because it's based on mathematics speaking. And like I said, this Bible and this Bible code book and you learning the knowledge of the cycle, which is better than a computer, it is very interesting. They're going all the way back to the old ancient numbering, and it was told to us that Abinyah would always be on the system and that we would understand how we were supposed to be and how we wasn't not supposed to be, of the people had done took us out of the Ancient of Days teaching. It tell you in the book of Proverbs, go back to the Ancient of Days. Everything is on the ancient. You had to go back to the ancient, but you had to understand the ancient. And because you can't understand the ancient, Brother Drew, is that I've noticed something. This X, Y, millennium generation of people, 5 years old, 0 to 55 years old. Now, they got some bad stats already. 85% of them is on mind control drug, got mental illness, and 45% of their toddlers, which is 0 to 5 years old, is only got the same condition from their dietary laws. And I'm saying that only 1% understand what we talking about and will come out. Because I've noticed that these people, and the next time one of them tell me this, I got a message for his opinionated ass, because I just came into clear understanding about this X, Y, millennium generation of people base their facts and knowledge upon an opinion. Do you hear me, Brother Drew?
Yes, I hear you.
Upon an opinion. The definition of opinion is what a person feels, and it ain't knowledge. And every goddamn body that you hear, you tell them knowledge, which is a fact. See, a FAC tape is a fact. If you look up the word understanding, it says facts. If you look up the word common sense, it says facts. So if you got a common sense and got facts, these ignorant-ass people, 99.99% of them, in that age level, would say, oh, that's your opinion. When you tell the ass a fact. And I'm coming in contact with this word, this prim and proper ass goddamn word being used on me. I'm going to break the ass up with that, because when you go look up the word believer, it tells you you're a goddamn fool. And everything that I hear coming out of a opinionated ass nigga's mouth, he's a damn believer. See, it's only 1% of the people, the Hebrew Israelite, the Nation of Islam, and those people that have been up under those teachings, Malachi, Yach's people. If you done got your ass out of up under this hippie on a stick teaching, but if you with that hippie on a stick, use one of these goddamn opinionated goddamn fools that I'm running into. Brother Drew, now, you in that young age bracket, I think you're a little over 55, but you know that the 50 and the 40 and the 30 and the 20-year-old people that got any damn knowledge of what we're talking about, especially the number 19, he done had to be done being in the Nation of Islam with the Hebrew Israelites, with Malachi, y'all, the Black Panthers. He can't be a Christian, because a Christian right. Don't understand a goddamn thing that we're talking about. And this percentage of people, it's more of them than it is us.
Yeah, well, Christians look at you like you're speaking, Brother Walt, they look at you like you're speaking a foreign language.
Right. And see, 30 years from now, this group of people, two-thirds of them, be dead because of the dietary laws. I find it very interesting how these numbers add up. Because when I got to studying this real deep, the history of the Adamites, and I'm going to go into this right now, and we come up to the period, we have to start with the Adamites, and we come up to the period of Abraham is dealing with some serious the numbers, Brother Drew. I mean, it's just amazing how the number. This book is wrote up under this numbering system. I mean, it's amazing to me. I mean, because the story is just so clear when it gets into the numbers, and everything is in a mathematically order, which the ancient tell us that everything that Yah did, our creator of the old teaching, was done mathematically speaking, was dealing with the 12 laws of nature and dealing with the cipher, which was not a O or zero. White boy called it an O, alt, zero, and circle, and gets you all confused. But when that thing becomes a cipher, it becomes this knowledge that we're talking about now. It becomes some deep knowledge. And when we start this timeline, we're going to go back to the Adamites. And according to documentation, beats bullshit conversation, that's my motto, Archbishop Ursa said that Adam was born October the 23rd, 4004 B.C. So we start that history with the Adamites. And Adam, he lived to be 930 years old. Adam was alive over 240 years of Methuselah's life. Seth, he lived to be 912 years. And when we do them numbers, Brother Jude, coming down to how long these folks might, it's just amazing. Seth knew Lamech. Who is Enoch's father? Enoch lived 365 years, and Enoch was the first to write the scrolls of Amanyah in that hemisphere over there across the water. Methuselah's days of death dated of nomadic flood. So Methuselah gave the scrolls to Noah, who brought the scrolls and the animals, so-called, through the flood. And Noah's daddy died before Methuselah. And Methuselah gave Noah these scrolls of the ways of Yah. Shem came into existence in 2300 BCE, and that's when the language got confused. When you go to Genesis 11 and 1, this is when language got confused. Abram, which is the word who lived to be, Shem lived 600 years, and Abram lived 464 years. We derive the word Hebrew from this man's name, was Abram. Abram's, these are sons of these people right here, Peleg, P-E-L-E-D. This was when the earth was divided. This is when this asteroid came back into existence. See, this asteroid that every year it's getting closer to Earth, and they tell you how close it'll be next year, you'll be able to see it a little bit better. And you got to understand, if it busts into Jupiter, what will happen? That's another lesson. And then we come to Brother Abraham, and I find this very interesting, Brother Drew. Abraham lived to be 175 years. And that's 13. That equal to the number 13, uh-huh. Which is 13 is a new beginning, a immediate death. Now, in 1555, which would be the number 7, which that would equal to the number 7, 175 slaves came to Jamestown, Virginia, on a slave ship called Jesus of Luxall and John the Baptist, with a Presbyterian minister named John Hopkins, and Jesus Christ said it was all right for these people to go in slavery, that they were supposed to, this was Jesus Christ's teaching. But I find it very interesting, why 175, and these was Keturah and Abraham's children, that you find this very interesting, Brother Drew. With his wife Sarah, they only had one son. With his wife Hagar, they only had one son. But with his wife Keturah, who was a Cushite, who was a Hamite original, but she was a Cushite, the son of Ham. She was a Cushite married to Abraham. They had 12 children, Brother Drew. And these 12 children lived in the Congo, where they stole these people and brought them over here, these 175 slaves. But I find it very interesting. Look how them numbers match up. I mean, if we go into this story deep and get off into these numbering systems, I just find it interesting how this shit match up. You know, is this a coincidence? We just studying. We just being FBI, not fat, black, and ignorant, but just first black investigating. We're going to investigate it down through the numbering system in a chronological order, asking ourselves who, what, when, how, why, and where the fuck did this shit come from that white folks done brought over here from across the water.
Right.
See, white folks brought this shit over here. They brought their gods over here, and they brought their history over here. So we finna bust their ass down the parade rest, meaning we're going to be judge, jury, and prosecute your ass for coming over here to Ohio land with all this bullshit. Y'all finna kill your goddamn ass. Because we got all the gods, Brother Drew. Every goddamn god that you could name on the face of the word, earth is right here, right now, in Dallas, Texas. They ain't right here in Ohio land. All 360
right.
of y'all's asses is over here in Ohio land. We judgment time on all the goddamn gods. We got your ass together. All the gods and God's people. And you got your goddamn temples over here. And y'all say you've been looking at your ass for 239 goddamn years. Yeah. I mean, y'all been looking at your ass. 9, 10, and 5 is what? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. That's 5. You got the power. The gods got the power over here. So it's time for your goddamn judgment. See? And y'all told me to tell you, she always sends somebody to judge your ass, and she's sending Allah in this judgment on this time. She gonna send this God named Allah to your ass for one simple reason. Over here in the West, with this 239-year-old country that called itself America, you brought Abraham's people over here on that slave ship, and you go back into the scriptures, Magog and God that brought them over here, he promised you, he's going to kill your ass for that. So, killing time is right now. You just get a message from a messenger. I'm just a messenger for Amanya. I don't give a fine fuck if you believe me or not. This is what she created to come to your monkey-looking ass now. She didn't create nobody that loved you. Brother Drew know that. Brother Drew been with me a long time, over 20-something years. She didn't create nobody here that loves you. She created a messenger that tell you that first commandment, he obeyed to the max. He on the cipher in the square with Amun Yah. He only living in darkness. Got a message for your ass for a certain period of time. Then you'll see Yah coming out the sky killing your ass. Because you, this asteroid that they talking about, that's the mothership. And she can't come in Earth's atmosphere. But when Earth get its ass in this 14 galaxy and get close to where it is on this timeline chart, you coming up on them 6,000 years that was allotted for your ass. And if you want to deal with numbers, you got 11 years, because 11 years from now, a Democratic and Republican form of government, which is May God and God got over here in America, it falls. You can see this son of a bitch falling. It goes like Babylon is falling. Why they say Babylon is falling, is falling, is falling in the scripture is because the same system that was Babylon and that has been Babylon, Assyria, Syria, Persia, Greek, Rome, America, number 7, your ass is perfect. You got perfect with the same Babylonian system, the same Babylonian feast days. You just finished one, you're going to do another one, New Year's. Then after that comes Valentine, and after that comes Easter. After that, Memorial Day, and all of these bullshit-ass, goddamn pagan-ass holidays that you are worshiping these gods. But y'all said she's going to kill you by this. It's on the timeline. What she going to say she going to do? It's written in the book. I find it simply amazing. It's written in this Bible. Everything that went down, it done went down. Ask yourself how much in this Bible history has already happened. And it's amazing. This is the seventh empire. And this history ain't did a damn thing, repeated itself, all the way up into where it's gotten to a modern day time, that hell, you still got on the same damn Babylonian calendar, Brother Drew, the United States is. You still right. Worshiping a god called Mitra as a Christian. You ain't changed. I find it, and see, this stuff was put in a 1,000-year progression of generations of people. Can see that ain't nobody learned a lesson, because history tell us, and you can go to 2 Peter 3:8-13, and it says life lessons as repeated until you learn them, and ignoring them only causes you to go through the same old lessons again and again and again and again. And for 2,015 years, you've been ruled by Magog, Gog, and Tubal in a Babylonian system up under the teaching of Christ, which started off as Krishna. Jesus Krishna became Jesus Christo, and Jesus Christo became Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ became Jesus Christ. This is your religion, and that you don't understand, because see, when you broke away from Jesus Krishna, hell, all the other you son of bitches is Antichrist, because you ain't with Jesus Krishna, which is the Roman Catholic Church. You broke away and say you was exempt. It was your opinion that you didn't have to do the 49 masses. And then some more broke away. You got 27 breakaways. Breaking away on your goddamn opinions and your belief to right now, you got down to a belief system that's in the United States of America called Angelic Gospel Christian Epistle Teaching. And if you ask any one of these Holy Ghost ass niggas, congregation and they preachers, what system is you up under, they can't tell you. Because when you're up under Angelic Gospel Christian Epistle Teaching, then you're up under a Pauline teaching of the High Church, Low Church, and Broad Church. and you don't know which one of them damn churches you in as a Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost speaking in tongue ass, foaming lips, running down eyes, kicking old pews, acting a goddamn fool, talking about you speaking in tongues. Hey, you sound like a goddamn schizophrenic to me, because you got all the goddamn moves of one, all the behavior. You see, you had to have a mind, Brother Drew, at this time, you and your children, that when you see this, you know this is the incorrect way of life. And all the gods is going to be judged, because how I know, I'm judging your goddamn asses. You talking to the goddamn judge. I'm put your goddamn monkey ass on stage, and every time you son of a bitches came over here to the Western Hill, to Amanyah country, fucking with us, I goddamn got history on your ass. I was looking at you when you got your monkey ass off the boat with your scholars and your scholarships, you come over here and conquer my people, and now you got a bunch of ignorant-ass motherfuckers goddamn running around with your scholarship. I know who the motherfucker is, see. The greatest motherfucker to ever walk the face of the earth is a pale-faced-ass motherfucker, goddamn it. He done fucked every goddamn nation of black people and created a goddamn hybrid. A hybrid called a goddamn African-American over here. That's a fact. That ain't no goddamn opinion. With your mulatto goddamn odd-drone, quadrone, musty-looking, motherfucking African-American-looking ass. That he done made out of you and created you into a motherfucking half-breed where he got your ass with the science of eugenics on it. I'm going to tell it to your monkey-looking ass just like it tears and not like it twirls. Because it's showing up goddamn the other way, and that ain't no motherfucking opinion. That's a fact. I'm tired of these niggas with this goddamn word opinion, Brother Drew. How the fuck is this an opinion when you're looking at facts?
Right.
And facts is the North, the South, and the Eastern Hemisphere, their history starts after the flood at chapter in the Bible. That's not Amanyah's number. Noah's three sons, Shem in the eastern hemisphere, Ham in the southern hemisphere, Japheth in the northern hemisphere. The survivors of the Adamites who came to earth October the 23rd, 4004 B.C., three bloodlines started with Adam and Lilith and Eve. Cain was the son of Lilith. Abel was the son of Eve. I'm going to tell you this. Adam had a goddamn wife named Lilith, had a son. One of them killed the other one. The second law of nature had to be in existence. The laws of opposites, a dualist system. That's what created the third law of nature, which is balance. Set, the upright. We got a son named Enoch who kept the laws of ways of life called Amanyah, the ways Enoch lived 366 years and begotten a son named Methuselah. This is in your Bible. This is the story, breaking it down to you, who lived 960 years. Methuselah's son, Lamech, 777 years he lived. His son Noah lived 950 years, the last of the Adamites before they was destroyed from disobeying the laws and worshiping pagan-ass gods of the people of their schools of thoughts. Noah's son, Shem, 100 years. Shem saw the language become confused at 2300 B.C., where you find in Genesis 11 chapter, his son, Abram, where the word Hebrew came from, meaning one who's crossed over water, that's all Hebrew means, lived 464 years, and he's the son of Plagueis, 239 years, the earth was divided, at the days of Pilgrim, who lived 239 years. Abraham, at 175 years. Shem, whose name got changed to Melchizedek, was alive in the days of Abraham, who Abraham got the scrolls from and became the last keeper of the scrolls, because all descendants of Abraham supposed to be in the ways of Abraham, the last keeper of the book of Amanyah, the ways of it in the east, the south, in the northern hemisphere. Shem was here when the gods came down in Genesis 6th chapter and breaded with Japheth's children in the northern hemisphere. And the language got confused when this breeding, the northern hemisphere, no longer spoke the language of Amanyah and believed in the ways of Amanyah. They didn't look have the blood type of Amanyah's people, which is cyclopositive, cyclonegative, which you call O positive, O negative. Their bloodline is AB and AD complex. They no longer had melanin in their skin. They were suffering from issues of leprosy, which turned them to a subhuman who was a kind of man that became known as mankind, and a race of people that had the same body of a human being when it came only to the organs. Only to the organs. That's the nine system, which you call the endocrine system, but different in bloodline and hereditary genetic traits. The book of Levi's, especially the 23rd chapter, tell you the story of Japheth's children and their issues and how you supposed to helm them. They known as Magog, Gog, and Tubal in the Bible. That is the Germanic race of people. That's anything that's white is the Germanic race of people. Used to be 12 tribes of them. Now it is 10 tribes. When you go into the book of Daniel and you see the dragon, which represented the church, and where they came from, out of Leviathan, which was reptilian, that's what they had mixed with, the dragon, and that dragon knowledge was kept with the big horn, which is the Roman Catholic Church, and these 10 tribes in this first heathen, pagan, as white magic tribe of the northern hemisphere that joined the Catholic Church and Christianity was the Gauls, then the Goths, and then the Astrogoths, then the Visigoths. And I don't need no goddamn book. I give you the book and recite this history. Whoever want to escape with me, that I'm telling you right now. They bloodline. This man, Magog, Gog, these are the inhabitants of Great Britain. These Great Britons came over here when they emptied their cells and brought the pilgrims and the riffraffs over here. Well, May the 1st, 1776, Magog changed his name to American. And you was on the plantation. If you look like me and Drew, or the reservation, he was on either one of them, the plantation or the reservation, but all except one nation of people that was the original people over here was the Creek Nation. We never signed a goddamn peace treaty with your ass. Neither did the Olmec, who you call the Mexican. We didn't sign no peace treaty with your ass. It was the Algonquins who became the Iroquois signed that goddamn peace treaty with you. We still at war with your goddamn ass. That's the spirit I got of the goddamn crow. You go read our history here about the Seminole and the Crow and the Creek Nation of people. We bleed the shit that you brought over here. We dealt with the moon cycle. We did do that. But we dealt with it in another way that we had complete understanding, and we taught it to our children because we didn't have no goddamn religion. We had a way of life, and we call it the way and of Amanyah and Abanyah. But Amanyah is on the eight, goddamn, and he ain't the first one. You had to know where the males stand and where the females stand, who you get your commandments from and who you get your laws from, and your laws is more important than your goddamn commandments. Who your father deals to you. The law deals with your damn body and how it functions when why you here. And this has got to be taught to your child. Because it ain't been taught to your child because you've been reprogrammed by a reptilian, and now you reptilian and Anunnaki, which is a half breed. But you only that half breed in your mind. Did you hear what I said, Brother Drew?
Yep.
You are
all
only that half-breed in your mind. In your mind.
True.
You that half-breed.
Right.
If you have the mind of this white boy, then you him. And
right.
You see so many of them with him on that Christmas celebration and all that bullshit.
Well, you can see them all dead, boy.
Yeah, see. They all sad and all this and all this. And see, it's one thing that I know. Like back in the ancient days of Nimrod, who they celebrate Nimrod's birthday, when Nimrod would go out and his people go out and conquer a tribe of people, kill off about 5,000 or 6,000 people in honor of Nimrod because they believed in blood sacrifice. The people knew, Brother Drew, who was going to get killed, who was going to die. Here's what I know for a damn fact. I don't know when it started, but they started a death toll on your goddamn ass for a certain period of time that ends from one time period of time during your holiday celebration. Ain't no different from the goddamn, these people were known whose ass was going to die. But in 2015, we have to wait to Monday morning to get the news of which one of you son of a bitches done died from the holiday. Because you the sacrifice. Do you hear what I'm saying, Brother Drew? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because like in the old, you knew who was going to be sacrificed. But right now, you don't know whose ass going to die on Christmas Day. In this holiday period of where they got a death toll. Each holiday carries a death toll with it from a certain period of time until ending period of time. Well, in these same holidays that you celebrate, they had blood sacrifice, human sacrifice on those holidays, but the people know to them because they would go out and come to have your ass in chains and they have your ass in the arena. And they've goddamn kill your ass with lines and all kinds of ways to kill your ass, sacrificing to their gods on these holidays that you celebrate.
Right.
I mean, and you got to wait till Monday morning. Monday morning, we don't know how many of some bitches done got died celebrating Christmas, the holidays. New Year's the same way. You're going to have a death toll. 4th of July, Easter, I don't give a damn what holiday you got death toll. Well, that's blood sacrifice. And you ignorant-ass folks that's worshiping these holidays don't understand that. But you're going to understand by and by because these holidays are going to get you in real trouble with Allah. Allah going to kill your ass at these holidays. Allah is laying in the goddamn squirrel like a goddamn rattlesnake. He over here in the rattlesnake land. See, over in his land, the cobra and the black mama is the king. Over here is the goddamn bush rattlesnake. And see, I got the knowledge of the bush rattlesnake because he camouflaged so good. you ever ran into one, Brother Drew? Goddamn, I got one of the hardest lessons. I got one of the hardest lessons Grandpa ever taught me, boy. And I got bit on my leg. I still got that scar. Grandpa said, "Can you see this bush rattlesnake, Junior?" I said, "No, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir." He said, "How are you supposed to look in the bush? It's one thing about the bush that it ain't him. He had taught me about it's one thing, and you got to spot that. If that bush got black in it, he in there. But he looked like the bush, and the bush don't have no black in it, and that's him. And this joker reached out and grabbed me on my goddamn leg because I didn't know, and Grandpa got the shit out of me. He said that was a lesson for me to understand when I'm walking where he lives, and he lived out on the mountain in Crockett, Texas, then you need to walk with understanding of who the king out there. And king of the bush, he's called a bush rattlesnake. And we got timber rattlesnakes in Crockett too. And we got them blunt-tailed cottonmouth moccasins in Crockett that will wear you open. Now you talking about something come out the water on your ass, Brother Drew. Hit him with a fishing pole. He coming out the water. You better put a 410 or 12 gauge shotgun on his ass. He coming out the water on your ass. And see, you can go down to Marshall, Texas, down there, Caddo.
Yeah.
Boy, Caddo, they got some hell of a fishing down there, Brother Drew. But boy, they got some cottonmouth moccasins. You get in May, they got where they breed. You get a lot of people die. But when we get this stuff and put it on the numbers, Brother Drew, and we'll know who Abraham is. See, every Christianity, Islam, Judaism, you're supposed to be in the ways of Abraham. You're not. But these people that's attacking you, they ain't Muslim, they Ishmael children, they're in the ways of Abraham. And you had to know who was coming to get your ass, because the Bible tell you who's going to come get you. I find it interesting. Y'all make sure, Brother Drew, get that book called The Bible Code by Michael Downey. You're going to have to read it to understand it, but right now, we can't ignore this book, and we can't ignore the codes that's in the Bible dealing with the numbering system, because history repeats itself, and we're just looking, and we're just asking questions. We ain't bothering nobody, but just, I know if your ass got to pray before you can tell old me about what he's talking about, and then, hell, I'll give you time to pray, but I want some questions and answers. Well, number one question I want answers: which one of you damn Christians is lying? Is it the Apostle Creed or the Nicene Creed? Meaning, is you a Methodist black preacher or a Baptist black preacher? Tell me which one of y'all lying, because y'all don't agree.
Right.
Y'all creeds don't agree. So any of y'all that know one of them Baptist and Methodist preachers, just walk up to him and ask him which one of you some bitches is lying on your God named Jesus. And with that,
right,
I would say Shabbat Shalom, Kamadi Yah, Shema Yahweh Yah, Abin Yah, Ika, Kamadi Yah.
Maria.